show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Check out their show listings. We've got 7 on our list. All potentially the biggest show coming to town this week. Let's run through the list and then we'll vote. Candidate number 1. Wednesday night and Thursday night at the Kessler, Leanne Womack. I gotta say, I'm a little surprised she's playing the Kessler. We love the Kessler. That's a pretty big act for the Kessler, isn't it?
Yeah. Or is she... I guess that's why she's doing 2 nights.
Yeah.
Seems
like
a great
when
voice.
She was rolling through town, she was playing Verizon or Billy Bob's.
She took some time off for a while, and I don't know what she's done as far as new music lately.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always
we got to play an event with her
hunger.
Like 5 years ago.
May you never
and like
take
5 hours before she went on. So she had no idea. Actually, I did get to meet her. She was very nice.
She released an album in September of last year. It made it to 18 on the U.S. country charts. So she has released 5 albums since 2000, and that was the first one not to make it into the top 4.
Mm-hmm.
Her others hit 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the charts.
And yeah, she was just gone from the scene for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was her first album since 08.
Mm-hmm. This may be too much based on my own myopic personal experience, but I call this music recently divorced Tarrant County woman tunes.
I think you are dead on with that.
Yeah.
All right, that's candidate
number
1.
Narrow category, but yeah.
Candidate number 2, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at Verizon, Ed Sheeran. I say Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
This dude's awesome.
Great voice.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Song's starting to become a little.
I'm sorry, Tiny Jer was trying to say something over the music.
That's overplayed, I guess, like any other good song, but it's pretty dang good.
How's this? Can you hear me now?
Yes, actually, that's much better. Now, he also reminds me a little bit of those other two guys.
John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Chandler Parsons?
No.
Jack Johnson?
No.
Tyson Chandler?
Sam
no.
Smith? Bill Raftery?
No. Wait, it might be Bill Raftery.
All right. Jason Mraz?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. You know, that kind of just a little too...
Josh Groban?
Yeah, a little Josh Groban, but not... Groban's got a stronger voice. This is like the super sensitive voice, you know, trying to appeal to the female who thinks that you're super sensitive and might actually wear a ponytail.
Yeah, maybe. But this song's got such a great old feel to it, though.
He's
or
super young, too.
Or
right?
It does.
He's like early 20s.
24.
That's mid-20s, technically, Sean.
So you're wrong.
Screw me.
Hey, come on now. Let's all get along.
All right, that's candidate 2. Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Verizon Theater. It's a big week for the folks at Verizon, by the way. Friday night, they welcome Greg Allman. I say they welcome Greg Allman. You know, he had Cher. Let's not forget that. In her prime. In her prime.
Had.
Anybody here an Allman Brothers fan? I think they have some great.
If I say what I really want to say, I'll offend a half dozen really good friends of mine. So I just I like the Almost Brothers, the Allman Brothers tribute band. They're great, and that's one thing. Seeing them, I appreciated the Allman Brothers music a little bit more. But I was never a big Allman Brothers fan growing up.
Greg Allman in 2010 got the Hep
from a dirty tattoo needle and had liver transplant surgery, and that was a success.
Right? You're sure of that?
So he is touring with someone else's liver.
Well, I'm glad someone was a donor, could help him out.
Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night at the Windstar up in Thackerville.
Yeah.
It is the legendary Tony Bennett.
Still touring after all these years, obviously.
Tony Bennett is 88.
Someday. Close.
And what is Mike's claim is that Corby's generation brought his career back to life? Did he disappear for a long while?
There is something to that.
Yeah. Now he's doing records with Lady Gaga.
I will feel. I think it's pretty amazing that he's still doing this at 88.
Well, I do too.
And he still sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever seen him was one of the most memorable moments of my life, and it was Rangers-Giants World Series, the first game out there at that great park, which at the time, was it Pac Bell?
I think so.
And at the, I think it was the middle of the third inning, they brought Tony Bennett out to sing Left My Heart in San Francisco, and the sun had just gone down over the bay, and you had the lights of the homes on the hills behind the bay as you looked out of the park, and you hear him singing that. It was incredible, and the weather was perfect.
That was a cool moment.
Crowd went crazy. Of course, they were all stoned.
He was only in his mid-80s then.
Yes.
When we saw him.
Just the way you look.
That's a, who tours when they're 88? I cannot believe he's got to be the oldest touring musician.
Yeah, he probably is, especially now since B.B. King's in trouble. Did you hear that news?
No.
Yeah, B.B. King's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Sean, can you look that up? I don't have time to look up B.B. King's current condition, but he's been battling diabetes, and I think he took a turn for the worse a couple days ago. So shout out to B.B. and Tony.
He's in hospice.
Is he in hospice?
No. Yes.
Oh, man. No. And how old is BB? He's around the same age, right? Late 80s?
89.
Yeah. So I think he was the oldest touring musician. Now it may be Tony.
Hang in there, BB.
All right, candidate number 5. Biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at Verizon. Dallas's own Boz Scaggs.
Boz.
Well, I'm sure Craig Rosengarten's going to this.
If you start sculling Boz...
He graduated from St. Mark's here in the
Big really?
D.
Wow. Yep.
You know, I believe he was there at the same time Steve Miller was there.
Wow.
And Boz,
a musical legacy there.
Boz is 70.
I thought he had a cool voice.
Yeah. Real name William Royce Scaggs.
Boz. His name always confused me as a kid. It's kind of like the Pam Pan thing. Boss? He's Boss Cags? Or Boz?
He was the first Boz before Brian Boz was.
Yes, he was.
You awake, Jake?
I'm fighting through it.
Killing Jake here.
Not enough solos.
Our candidate 6, biggest show coming to town. Saturday, it's the Homegrown Festival, the Main Street Garden in Dallas, featuring Spoon and the Ticket's Own Old 97s.
All right. This is a cool event. You been down to this before?
I have.
Right in the middle of downtown.
Great day for downtown.
Park. Yeah, it's great. Picture yourself in a living room. They have two stages set up, or at least they did. They'd go back and forth and get a lot of bands in.
You know, I don't want to rain on their parade, but there's like an 80% chance of thunderstorms all day Saturday. So will the show go on?
Yeah, they're covered, great. I think.
Yeah, the stages are.
Get a bunch of wet, muddy women, Junior.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there. Ooh, maybe mud wrestling will break out. The ultimate cat fight.
Yeah.
Chick on chick in mud. Whatever happened to female mud wrestling? We need to bring that back. That's a good scatter shooting target for Friday.
champion of progress, Junior Miller. Bring back mud wrestling for women.
The world was a better place.
At least Foxy Boxing, right?
Right.
All right, and finally, candidate number 7, biggest show coming to town, Saturday at JEXA, Lana Del Rey, and opening, Courtney Love.
Is there anybody here who believed that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain? Show of hands, anybody?
No. By killed, if you mean was such a whip that he decided to eat a 12-gauge, maybe, but not like could be charged for the crime.
Okay, well, now Jer raised his hand. You think there's some foul play there, possibly?
I'd say there might be a possibility she had something to do with it.
All right, you built a pretty strong case.
There's the lawsuit.
Pretty strong case.
The prosecution will rest.
Wow, this is...
Bob, big Lana Del Rey fan.
Bob is?
Yeah.
Obviously.
She's quite hot.
She is hot.
She grew up in Lake Placid, New York. Undoubtedly moved by the town's history of hosting the Winter Games. Mm-hmm. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1, Wednesday and Thursday at the Kessler, Leanne Womack? Candidate 2, Thursday at Verizon, Ed Sheeran? Candidate 3, Friday at Verizon, Greg Allman? Candidate 4, Friday at the Windstar, Tony Bennett? Candidate 5, Saturday at Verizon, Boz Skaggs. Candidate 6, Saturday at Main Street Gardens, Homegrown, featuring Spoon and Old 97s. Or candidate 7, Saturday at JEXA, Lana Del Rey and Courtney Love. George.
I'll go with Homegrown.
All right, voting for Gordo, Jake.
I got to go Homegrown as well.
Well, all right, vote.
Voting for Sean. Sean.
I, too, vote Homegrown.
I, too.
Chair.
I'll vote the beating Ed Sheeran.
Fernando.
Endorsement.
Beating.
Tony Bennett.
He always votes for Tony Bennett.
I think all, I'm every week.
I think thing. I'm voting for Ed Sheeran. But Jer, we are outvoted. 3-2-1. Biggest show Saturday, Main Street Gardens in Dallas, Homegrown, featuring Spoon and the Old 97s.
All right then, what's next?